Welcome back to the Hardline. Enter at your own risk.
Well, welcome back, everybody. It's the Hardline, 5-9 The Fan, KFNS, 5-9TheFan.com. If you were not listening last segment, shame on you. We told you all CTE. Jim, what was it you said? CTE is not real. It's a Russian hoax. No obstruction.
It'll be in the Mueller report.
Yeah, okay. No collusion. No obstruction. Okay. No, we did have a good discussion about CTE, though, and you guys can stick around to that. I told you we would talk about a very kind of convoluted text from the 314. Let's take it piece by piece, shall we, Jim? Shall we?
Sure.
Says TJ, and I will say, Jim,
yeah.
There's a strong non-SEC movement to expand the NCAA playoffs from 4 to 8. Would those wanting to expand to 8 agree to that if it was the 8 best Division I teams available versus what they are suggesting, each Power 5 league champions and 3 remaining best? If that were the case, the SEC would probably have 4 of the 8 teams in the former. Those in favor are looking for a handout for Power 5 conference champs, not the 8 best teams available. I think I agree with all of that text.
Yeah, there's people who, look, they're the SEC, even before Missouri joined the conference, for me, it was always the best football conference. It wasn't even close.
Yeah, I don't think Missouri made it any better.
Right. But we talk about it more now because Missouri's, you know, here, the local team.
Look, Alabama won 3 out of 4 national titles when I was in school. Auburn won the other.
I mean, the league is that good. Now, everybody wants to say, well, the bias. Well, the bias is because it's a better league.
Mm-hmm.
It's just the period. So if you want the best teams, you're going to have to take more teams from that league as opposed to one of the other Power Fives that is not very good that year. You know, for instance, the Pac-12 is
terrible every year.
Yeah, they just haven't been solid every year lately. So they're going to get left out.
Or any year lately.
Well, yeah, they have been pretty rough. They've been trying like heck to fix it. They bring a lot of different named coaches in there, and that didn't work. So
come on, Chip Kelly, UCLA turnaround. What, yeah. They won, 11, 12 games last year?
Yeah.
Four?
Yeah.
All right, the best case of this.
Yeah, go ahead.
And this is actually not the SEC. Is the Big Ten East. The Big Ten East, on any given year, could have top 15 teams of Michigan, Michigan State, Penn State, and Ohio State all in the same division.
Yeah.
This is why these automatic qualifier rules are stupid, and this is why I don't really love the idea of divisions at all, because the SEC West every year, and certainly prior to the last 2 years,
it's been to class.
And would have had people representing the SEC East if they just got to play that schedule.
Yeah, that's true too.
You got Arkansas. Look, over the last few years, go back to like 2015, I think Florida was representing. I think Florida won 15 and 16, or right in there somewhere. Okay, so you had Jim McElwain with Florida, a bad Tennessee team under Butch Jones, who had no idea how to call an offense or a defense.
Amen.
You had an Arkansas team that was dying because they were trying to run a Wisconsin offense down at Arkansas, and they didn't have the boys to go do it. So you had Brett Bielema sucking. Missouri, obviously, only won 5 games in 2015. You go down the list, Kentucky has continued to mostly suck outside of last year. Vanderbilt has sucked since James Franklin went to Penn State and will continue to suck under Derek Mason because I just don't – it's a once-in-a-lifetime coach who's going to turn that program around. So you're rolling through the SEC East, and you're like, yeah, that's just – there's not much there. But then on the West, you're like, well, Auburn has played for 2 national championships since 2010, and LSU won one – has won 2 since the turn of the century here. And Alabama wins it every single year. And you go down the list, Ole Miss, when they got the right coach in the right seat, even if he was cheating, was beating Alabama. Mississippi State, while not going to be as good as they were, they were winning 9 and 10 games with Dak Prescott. Like, there are cats up and down the list. Texas A&M is a sleeping giant every year. Yep. Kellen Mond this year is going to be a dark horse for the Heisman.
Right.
So you go up and down the list, and you're like, So why are you getting punished if you're the fourth best team in the country, but it just so happens Alabama's number one and they're in your division? Why are you being punished for that?
You shouldn't be.
I agree.
You shouldn't. But because everybody outside of that covers the SEC is going to cry foul and cry, you know, favoritism, that's the rallying cry.
Mm-hmm.
There's too many SEC teams. No, the year LSU played Alabama, I know it wasn't a pretty game, but those were the two best teams in the country.
Oh, yeah.
Wasn't even close. Now, Alabama destroyed him in the championship game, but there was no doubt LSU and Alabama were the two best teams in the country. Everybody was up in arms about how can we get this matchup again? Because that's what it's supposed to be. The two best teams are supposed to play one another.
There were 20-something NFL guys on the field that day.
Yes. Yes. Whether you like the way the game was played and it doesn't matter. Those are the two best teams, and that's what you want.
Which year was it? I always brush up on this around playoff season. Which year was it that a team lucked in without having to play a conference championship game? Ohio State didn't do it.
No. It might have been Ohio State because they didn't have to go to... they didn't have to play in the Big Ten championship game. Somebody did. It's for some reason, it sounds like Ohio State was one of those teams.
So Ohio State, obviously, they won it the first one ever in 2014, and they had to play in the Big Ten championship that year to get there. But I think you're right. I think the next year they may have gotten in as the fourth seed.
Is that the year Michigan State beat like Iowa in the Big Ten championship game or something like that? And Ohio State ended up, because they didn't play and other teams lost, they ended up getting into the playoff.
Right. Yeah, Michigan State has not been in the playoff yet, I don't think. So that would make sense if Michigan State had won it and they'd only won a few games. I don't know. Anyway, point is, just because you are in a great division with Alabama, who's going to go undefeated, let's say you're in the SEC West and you play an unbelievably tough non-conference. Let's say your non-conference, and we're getting way out there here, but is Miami.
West Virginia, Wyoming. Oh, wait.
Southeast Missouri. let's say you said Miami.
Yep.
And UCLA. And we'll throw in, we need like an in-between to Iowa State.
Okay.
All right, so Iowa State.
State's pretty good this year. You know?
Yeah, okay, so let's go Kansas State.
Okay.
All right, or Rutgers or something, you know, just Rutgers, who's not very good, but at least has a Power 5 name too. Okay, yep. So you have a certainly better than most people's is going to be, mm-hmm. non-conference. And then you play the SEC West, which is going to be good. LSU is going to be a top 15 team this year, probably. You go through the whole thing. Texas A&M, as I mentioned, is a dark horse to really do some damage. All of them. And let's say you lose on a last-second field goal to Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
All right? They go to the SEC Championship, and they blow out Georgia. Win by 35. Well, you're sitting at home with no chance to go to the playoff because
you lost
on a last-second field goal. And you blew out everybody else. You did everything you're supposed to do. I get that some people really like that, right? It's like my argument against hockey's playoff system is that there's no real repercussion for losing because more than half the teams get in the playoffs. Man, you can say you're not even as half the teams in the league are better than you and you're still duking it out. I don't love that. But on the other hand, it sucks if you lose week two and your season's pretty much over.
Yeah, there is a little bit of retribution in the past where if you lose early, it's okay. But if you lose, you know, after November 1, you're done. You don't have a chance.
Ohio State's a perfect example of that.
I mean,
they got blown out by Virginia Tech 35-21 or something.
Yes. Now, if that game would have happened in November, they would have been booted out.
I think that's right.
You flip them around. There's always that part of it. Then there is the argument from those who are making decisions, they always say, well, we don't want to take away from the regular season. We want that to matter. Meaning, you know, we want those games to really matter if you lose one. In case what we're saying here, you lost by a field goal. Well, yeah, but you lost that game, so now you're not eligible. Yeah, but the reality is you're probably one of the five best teams or four best teams in the country, regardless. So I think at some point we have to make, and we'll never get there. We just never will. You have to make that line and draw that line and say, okay, our playoff is about the best teams, or is it about the teams that qualified by what they did in the regular season?
Now, here is...
And the qualification process is not necessarily fair to all those.
Here is one of the big dilemmas and why you're correct. This is never going to change. Do we care more about best teams, most deserving, or do we care about what's best for everybody? This is Bernie Sanders here talking. But listen, hear me out.
Go ahead.
The Memphis Grizzlies get subsidized by the Los Angeles Lakers.
Yep.
That's what's best for the league, because otherwise they would have just a few teams making money and the other teams would shut down. And while they're worth a lot on paper, they're not making any money. You can't do it, right? So you wouldn't be able to continue to grow if you didn't have an NBA revenue share.
Right.
Similarly, do you want this to be a regional sport? Do you want to be four states down in the South that actually matter and everybody else is? And why do we even play football in the Pacific Northwest?
I'd say that's not what we want, but the reality is we kind of already have that.
But there's an illusion that that's not true, because Washington's been in the playoff.
Right.
USC was darn close. The year that Sam Darnold came in relief for whoever it was they started and rattled it off, that was one of the four best teams in the league, and there was not a person in the country that didn't want to see them in the playoff as the fourth. Now, with three losses, you couldn't do it. But there have been illusions that, I mean, Oregon's been in the playoff, right?
They lost to Auburn.
Was that in the playoff?
Oh, no, that's right.
That was 13.
Yeah, that was. You're right. No, yeah, but they,
I don't think Oregon's
Mariota,
been in the playoff.
They lost in the playoff that year.
You had a Florida State.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Or was that Ohio State?
I forget.
But anyway, they did make it with Mariota.
Yeah,
you're right.
Okay.
You're right.
So, point is, you have an illusion that these people are involved. The Big Ten always thinks they're good, right? The Big 12 has had Oklahoma in it each of the last few years. Oklahoma's been the only... Now, Texas is coming back, but Oklahoma's largely been the only team worth crap in the Big 12 going on like 6 years now. 10 years. Jeez.
Yeah.
Right?
Don't tell that to TCU, though.
Bob Ramsey's not in the house today. He'd be very upset.
Okay.
But truly, right? Like,
yeah,
there is this illusion that, well, we're in the Power 5. We got a chance. The SEC thinks they're big and bad, but Clemson beat the snot out of them last year.
They did.
So we can do it too. Well, that might not be reality, but there's an illusion. If you went to who are the best teams, and because that's also a dilemma, right? Best versus most deserving. I think the best teams are always in the SEC. The most deserving teams, if you say, look, there's nothing I can do about not playing that same schedule.
True on that.
I'm out here in the West, and it just so happens that the Pac-12 South sucks. What do you want me to do?
I beat everybody I played. That's all I can do.
And I beat them by 30. What do you want me to do? You think Auburn's better? Maybe they are. Why don't you give me a chance to play them? I get that argument. So it is a distinct line that you have to sort through, which is why the playoff committee is largely noncommittal about anything they say. They create the loosest laws possible to say, this year we think that might as well be what it is.
Every year it changes.
That's right. And I'm fine with that. I don't need a black and white criteria, because each year there's probably going to be something a little bit different about each team that says, these guys' resumes are pretty close, but it is not close. All right? USC doesn't belong on the field with Auburn, not in the galaxy. Just because USC has some prettier numbers next to them, I'm not buying it.
True on that. Agree 100%. There is a lot of that. That's part of their dilemma, is trying to decide, all right, they have a softer schedule, yet they're undefeated, and how do I weight that against this team, which I've seen, you know, lose one game to Alabama?
Mm-hmm.
How do I quantify that? That is their dilemma, and unfortunately, I don't think we're ever going to get away from it, ever.
While it's still not true, I like the illusion that everybody thinks they have a chance.
Yeah, that we can get in a whole different discussion for that for one day,
because
I was looking at that this week, and I'm going, I really enjoy college football and I look forward to it. But the reality is, I'm still looking at the same four or five teams
every single year.
It's the same group, and I'm like, yeah, okay.
I did this with John the other day. Who's your top four?
Alabama, Clemson, Oklahoma. Ohio State's always in the conversation.
And who's the last one?
That's your wild card team. I'm missing somebody, but there's always that one week. Notre Dame's always in there.
No, you're missing a big one.
I'm probably missing.
Georgia.
Oh, yeah, Georgia. I'm sorry. Well, see, that's just it. You know what my process was? Which conference to go? Okay, I got one from that conference, one from this conference. I completely overlooked Georgia. The reality is I shouldn't have.
There's your five. Yeah. And that's only assuming Jalen Hurd can be whatever I think he should be. All right, so that's it every single year. Every year. As Bob Ramsey says, every year. All of them. All right?
Yep.
And that is true. However, 2007 Big 12 championship game, Missouri is a few plays away, like 20 plays away, 30.
You were in the conversation.
They were on the field with Oklahoma against LSU.
So was West Virginia that night.
Nah.
If West Virginia had not lost, they would have been in the national. They would have been Mizzou.
Was that the Slayton year?
I forget.
Pat White and those guys?
I think so.
I forget.
But
a couple losses lined up to that game. You're right.
Both of them would have.
Yep.
It could have been Mizzou and West Virginia. They both would have won that night.
Yeah.
And it didn't happen.
All right. So.
But anyway, go ahead.
2013. Michigan State, I think, pulled off an upset or something happened with Michigan State or they got beat, whatever it was. All you got to do is win the game against Auburn. You're playing for the national championship. There have been moments, even close to home, right here, where this illusion, maybe it is an illusion, but you are legitimately a half away from going to the national championship game. There's been one team that has broken through in recent years and actually done that, and that's Oregon. Oregon's a crappy historical program, but they got Nike behind them, and they've bought their way to where they needed to go. Outside of that, not many teams have done it. But this illusion that every year, wow, we got Kelly Bryant this year. We got Coach Odom. Look at how he's recruiting St. Louis. And come on, look at the East. By the way, don't kid yourself. There is not a team that's played Georgia tougher since Kirby Smart got there than Barry Odom. If you go back a few years.
Yeah, that's true.
2015, Missouri lost 9-6. 2016, I think it was 16. They lost 28-27. Then things started to go the wrong direction.
Right.
But you lost by a field goal. That was the year, that wasn't Kirby Smart. That was the year that Brian Schottenheimer was there with Mark Richt. And I told Barry Odom when every play was coming, hey, by the way, if they do this, he doesn't have any options. He can only go out. Okay.
Sure enough.
Once again, hey, Brian. How come everybody else can go in? Why'd they figure it out? You couldn't figure it out? There's not much to it. Anyhow, the point is he's played them tough. Last year, they were in that game, and there was some good. Albert Okwuegbunam got the ball ripped out of his hands as they were driving.
Yes.
Missouri.
Thanks for bringing up all these horrible memories.
Missouri, I'm trying to think of what else happened. Missouri had
a couple things.
They dropped the ball going across the goal line.
Yes.
And didn't call it. Going the other direction.
Yes.
Missouri is right there in that game. They did not get blown off the field against Georgia last year. 2 years ago, Georgia had a substantially better team than they had last year, and Drew Locke threw four touchdowns in the first half, or whatever it was.
In Athens.
Mm-hmm. So, I'm bringing all this stuff up to say, we're sitting here in Missouri, and we still kind of hold out this hope that maybe we have a chance. Is it reality? Who cares? Is the fun in reality, or is the fun in hoping that it could become reality? Because it wasn't reality for the Blues to ever win the Stanley Cup until they did.
It was glorious, by the way.
Nice word choice there, too.
Yes.
But it's true. That is, can you be the Oregon? Can you break through and be that team? Because there are right now five. And by the way, Georgia, while you had Herschel Walker and you had Todd Gurley years ago, who you could have just handed it to him.
Mm-hmm.
From the 4-yard line and played for the national championship, all that stuff's true. But Georgia sucked for a long time before they got back to who they are today. There are certainly geographical advantages. There are monetary advantages. There's a lot of stuff. But the point is people go. We always talk about the 1%, right? Bernie hates the 1%. He hates the point one. He hates mostly three billionaires. But people go in and out of the 1% over college football years. I tell you what. When Nick Saban retires, Alabama's going to have a sharp decline. Zero doubt.
Oh, yeah. He's just a master. He's mastered that art.
Alabama sucked before he got there.
Yeah.
They sucked his first year there for a little while. Remember they got beat by
7-7.
Louisiana Monroe or something. Yeah. And remember the blank through the tin horn?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I do remember the tin horn.
don't know if you can find that, Solomon. It's not really important. They ran through us like blank through a tin horn.
Yep.
And you guys are over here pumping our guys up like they did something.
Okay.
Texas played for the national championship in 2009. I played against that team. They bashed our faces in. Denario Alexander was the best receiver in college football that year, and I think he had one or two catches, and they were slants. Please, just can we have the white flag? And then guess what? They were awful and are just now recovering. Last year, they ended up hammering. Wasn't it them that beat Georgia in the bowl game?
It might have been.
But it's just now happening. You go in at Texas, was the top of the top of the top, and then they sucked for a while. Under the same coach, what happened? Well, Colt McCoy graduated. You moved on to some guys. Sam Acho wasn't there. Jordan Chipley wasn't there. Earl Thomas wasn't there. You got a group of guys that weren't there anymore. You moved on. Stuff passed you by a little bit. So you go in and out of the 1%. Oklahoma was very close under Big Game Bob for a long time. And they took a step up with Lincoln Riley. If Lincoln Riley goes to the Cowboys like I think he's going to within the next year or two, Oklahoma's got nowhere to turn. They might be good because they're in the Big 12 and the Big 12 sucks. They might not. So here's what we do know. The SEC for the first time in how many years has every coach back?
It's been a while. A long time.
All 14 were back this year.
I didn't realize that till you mentioned it, but that's true.
You get the right guys with the right resources in the SEC, they're always going to be the best. The illusion that you can be a part of it all, even in the Pac-12, if you're Washington under Chris Peterson, if you're Mike Leach, who's been close a couple times to Washington State, if you're Chip Kelly, who's actually played in those games at UCLA, whoever you are, at least if you think you have a chance and your fan base thinks you have a chance, it's good for the game and it's fun. Even if the SEC teams are and will continue to be the very best college football has to offer.
Period.
Yeah. So there you go. Anyway, I think Missouri's going to win national championship this year. What do you guys think?
I think you're dreaming. They're not in that five we just mentioned, so no, that's not going to happen.
I don't know. A bunch of schools could get sanctions. Players could get mysterious injuries.
The Clinton Foundation could just start taking out all Alabama's players.
Exactly. I mean, in the last few years, the Blues have won a Stanley Cup and the Cubs have won a World Series. It could happen.
Darn right it could happen.
In my dreams.
The one thing, it sounds silly, but I didn't really realize it till Missouri got to the SEC. And I probably should have, but when it became a reality, it hit me that if you win this in this conference, you have a shot.
Oh, you're in. You're in.
You know, when Pinkel won the two East crowns, as it was playing out, you're watching it week by week. You go, well, you win this thing, you're in. Like yep. You just said, you go, it will be a reality. Whereas before, even if you were winning the Big 12, you're kind of like, yeah, we're still kind of looked at as, yeah, you won the Big 12.
Right.
You know.
That's right.
The Missouri side, we're going, we finally beat Oklahoma for crying out loud. Yeah.
That's right.
But the rest of the country's going, yeah, but it's the Big 12. Yeah. But if you're winning the SEC, everybody in the world's going, they're in. Who's next?
Yeah. They're saying it. I can't believe I can't argue this, but Missouri's actually in.
Yes.
And you can't argue it. You just won the SEC.
There were a few media guys, because it took a long time, and it's still the same bias, but there were a few media guys that had covered the SEC for a long time. And after Missouri had that little run there, they all went, man, I really respect Pinkel and what he's doing. He's so much better than any of us thought. But it took that for that to happen.
The one guy that I remember, and I'm sure there were others, but the guy that I followed at the time, Clay Travis is a big SEC honk. Mm-hmm. He said, this is a brilliant move for Missouri, and I actually think they're going to be pretty good. I think Pinkel's a good coach. They get good talent, and they coach them up in there. I don't know they're ever going to be dominant, but I think it's a good move, and they're going to be pretty good. And by year three, he's like, I told all of you idiots. Now, will Missouri ever win the SECs back-to-back ever again? South Carolina's never done it. Vanderbilt's never done it. Kentucky's never done it. I think there are the 14. I think Tennessee's won it back-to-back.
Yeah.
When did they go to East-West? Was it 96?
It's been a long time. I don't even remember. I couldn't tell you what the years were.
You know Florida's done it. They just did it.
Whenever, I believe it's when Arkansas and Carolina came in.
Yeah, I was like, it was mid-90s, I think.
Yeah.
So South Carolina's never done it.
Nope.
They've only been to one championship game ever, I think. That was under Spurrier.
Yep.
Kentucky has never done it. They've never played for championship. Neither has Vanderbilt.
No.
So you have those three, And then you know Tennessee's done it. They did 98-99.
Florida
did it in 16-17, and Georgia's done it in 17-18. You know that. So Missouri's sitting in good company, but it ain't easy to do.
Absolutely not.
The three you just named are three of college football's top 20 programs of all time.
True.
Tennessee's probably top 15. Nobody gives them any credit, but they are.
Yeah, but not in the last decade.
No, they've sucked, and they know it, too. I talked to the Tennessee guys, and they're so mad that Missouri considers them a rival.
Oh, they hate it, but the reality is their fan base. You just want to scream at, you haven't been relevant in a decade.
Yep.
At one time, you were fantastic, but you haven't won anything in a decade.
But you know, if you want to know, and I preach this all the time, Missouri fans hate me for it. You want the most distinct difference between Missouri's fan base and the SEC fan bases?
Oh, I got an idea.
Tennessee hired Greg Schiano, and their fan base lost their mind, and they said, never mind. And Schiano sued them because he had already been hired. He said, no, never mind. No. Fans don't like it. Missouri would have had a line of nine people saying, no!
That Tennessee wasn't very good, but I guess we'll wait and see.
Tennessee had 200,000 people losing their mind.
Now, they did run Konzo out of town, too, for basketball. So I don't really... They're a little over the edge down there.
I didn't say they were smart.
Okay.
I said they're passionate and crazy.
Okay.
And to be able to start a mob to get a coach fired, it's pretty crazy.
True.
All right.
I thought you were going to say Missouri fans go deer hunting in November and Tennessee fans don't.
Missouri fans do go deer hunting. We could be playing for the national championship and they would still be deer hunting.
That's what I mean by that, which is a shame.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't necessarily agree that's why people weren't showing up, but that's always the basis that gets used. I'm like, there are people deer hunting, but I don't think it's all Missouri fans.
No. No, we'll get into the attendance issues maybe on the other side here. I don't have the read, and I don't even think it's necessarily scheduled here, but go check out Kimmel's. I heard Bob Ramsey went last night, and that is what needs to be done. So go check them out. They are in Westport Plaza, and they do a really, really good job. I've never heard somebody talk so glowingly about food as I heard Bob Ramsey talking about Kimmel's, and I hear that only Frank Cusimano knows more about food than Bob Ramsey. It's just what I'm told.
It's pretty accurate. I do know the new location out at Westport is fantastic.
Have you been there?
I have not had the chance, but I have heard many people that have made it out there. They go, it's fantastic. You have to go out there and check it out.
We'll do that. Kimmel's, Westport Plaza. Go check it out. We have got to go to break. We'll be back on the other side. It's Hardline.